Do you remember a time when the city really was, you know, you can sense, could sense the boundaries of the city, and that, you know, you got out in the country when you got out of Decatur, or what has it always been?
Yeah, you could tell when the county, before the, when we had the waterworks, they, and the county didn't have waterworks. Well, the county around was mostly farming, around the city limits of Decatur. There's, you know, dairy farms and regular farming areas all around. And then when the county took over the waterworks, well, they started laying water mains. Well, people went to moving out suburbs, you might say, and built up around there. And the farms went away, and they had to get farther, just like it's, just like the, everything else. You could tell when you went out of the city, because, well, maybe the streets wasn't paved, you know. You hit dirt roads after you got out of the city. They didn't start paving except the main highways, and the state was doing that. But they paved the main highways, like down Georgia Road, and, maybe up the Lawrenceville Highway towards Lawrenceville. Of course, back towards Atlanta, they was paved. Atlanta was paved, so they met the pavement there. But I paved, I used scrapes out here on this street, all these streets out here, all around the city. They didn't have just the central part was paved, really. And out Sycamore Drive and all the off cross streets off of there. Oakview Road wasn't paved. If you know about Oakview Road, that's over mostly colored now. But all those streets, first, second, third, fourth, and fifth, was unpaved. Spring Street, all those was unpaved. I've done them many a day on that tractor, pulling the scrapes all over. Well, it took us about 2 weeks to go around, get over all the unpaved streets, and scrape them out, level them up.
What about downtown Decatur? I know the, you know, with the courthouse there. I suppose that's always been a kind of a center.
That's right. Yeah, that was pretty good business section up there. Then it extended down to Church Street, on that Claremont and Church, not too much on Church Street after it passed Ponstalim. But right around that community, around the Courthouse Square and down to Marshall Street and across Mount Avenue, you know, that was mostly business, the business section. You know.
Are many of the same businesses there now that were there 50 years ago?
Well, one just went out since Martyrs come in, Bailey Shoe Shop, that was there all the time. And Mel Clark, I think, has been there. I reckon he's about the oldest businessman on the square. He was on Sycamore Street. We sold our home. We was living on Church Street at the time to Belt Gallon. And they come in and they, well, just like we
said. Your home was on the site where that is?
No, it was on the back of it. And they bought that for parking area. And they bought the house next to us and made that bought one big parking lot behind the store. And then they added that store on out to Sycamore Street section. Because it was a furniture store there. And they bought it and then turned it into merchandise. So that was our biggest store then. Of course, that's been 28 years ago. When we moved here, they both.
Okay, I guess that's most of the information you can recall about Decatur then. Is there anything else you can think of?
Well, I remember when the courthouse burned down. I was just a little boy. We were living on Marshall Street then. The first court there, I believe that was the third courthouse. It had a, that I didn't remember about, but they had a small wooden building on that same square. And then they got another one, and then this one was the first really big courthouse they built. It had a tile on the top with a clock in it and everything.
What year was that?
1917.
So you were a little boy then?
Yeah, that's right.